I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
Good evening. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Joe's Garage. Thank you for joining me here on, well, our summer season going into schools out here at Carnegie Mellon University, but I'm still here. So we're going to be playing some great tunes for you tonight, so thanks for joining us. Hey, WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historical Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and so much more. The Confession Stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop next door, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225, which I do know this week, Row House Cinema is doing a special event, Moana in the Park, over in Hazelwood Greens, right on the edge of Hazelwood here on the other side of town. They'll be showing the movie Moana for free outside, just a nice kind of drive-in movie environment. So maybe check it out here this Friday. All right, getting into the tunes on Joe's Garage. Joining me in the station is my partner in crime, Deputy Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Joe, it is good to be back. I missed you, man. You were island hopping in the great big blue Pacific.
I was, yes, very AWOL off in the Pacific. Saw a turtle.
Causing international incidents and such.
I found Charles Lindbergh's grave.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know we left him there.
Last week, it's not that big a
deal. Didn't know we left him there. But yeah, I've been all over the place, but happy to be back and sort of getting into the summer season here with the tunes on Joe's Garage, which, well, the other day, too, I've been busy. The other day, I went and saw Hometown Hero. Good old, native boy come home.
Okay.
Na, 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 na. The Jeff Goldblum
Life,
experience.
Life finds a way. Was he a fly?
No, he was dressed snazzy.
He's a real boy again. I'm glad that story had a happy ending.
Well, yeah, he's doing, playing him and his jazz group over in the Benedum Theater, and he was lovely.
He's from Pittsburgh, isn't he?
He's from like Homewood or something.
That's Pittsburgh
or Homestead, like that area. He had all these stories about Pittsburgh. He was a very, very nice man. Like, he was just talking to the audience the whole time as if it was like his living room. Like, it was really funny. He was just how you doing? Like, people just were coming up to the stage, complete. Just audience members. Just, I wanted to give you a card. He's, thank you.
Was he furious they didn't call him back for Jurassic Park 3? Or
he seemed all right with that. I think Jeff's doing well. So, yeah, I wanted to start the night off with, Mr. Jeff Goldblum. This is for you, Jeff. Hope you're listening. Hope you're having
rest
a
in peace.
Rest in peace. This is a new single by him, Jeff Goldblum, and Midral Snitzler?
Sounds like you're a huge fan of them. Why don't we just play the track?
Yeah, all right. This is Jeff Goldblum.
We can leave the Christmas lights up to January. This is our place, we make the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Haven't known you 20 seconds, or 20 years. Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close forever and ever? And I take me high, take me home. You're mine. Oh, lover, we could let our friends crash in.
Hell of a voice on that Jeff Goldblum, huh?
He really has a range now, doesn't he?
You know, I support him for branching off and doing new things, but that was difficult to endure for me.
I'm sorry, that was a bit of a soft start to the show here.
Much Joe's too garage. Refined for my taste.
Well, hey, that was I wanted to dedicate that to a special someone out there, Jeff Goldblum himself. Thank you, Jeff.
Wherever you are.
All right. Well, hey, you're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT. Getting back more into our general style of mischief and nonsense.
Debauchery.
I've got some plum tree on the way. Are you familiar with plum tree?
Just the fruit.
They had a song back in the 90s called Scott Pilgrim. Which led to an entire cultural movement that will surely we will see the effects of. for the coming century, but we're not listening to that song. Sniffing in the tears. There's a sniffing in the tears.
Play the track.
Sniffing in the tears. No, but first, I wanted to play I don't know if it's the minute hour or the minute hour. I have no idea what these guys go by. Wonderful artist. He did this album called My Life is a Joke. And he has this great song, Wada Wada Tusi Wada Daddy Daddy Dum. And I dig it. It's kind of like modern, like, scat. You know, he's a scat man. But so
you're going to be 0-2 here at the start of the hour.
I'm coming out swinging tonight here on Joe's Garage. Keep it tuned in here.
Tetusita, what a tetusita, da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum.
Plumtree there off their album Mask Teen Fainting was in the sink. For that, we had Sniffin' the Tears. Driver's Seat. You're listening to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Joining me is my partner in crime, Deputy Dan, as we get through the night playing, I don't even know, we just sort of figure it out as we go, don't we?
Firing from the hip.
We do.
I think the remaining of the remainder of the hour is going to be about fighting the institutions that the man has established for you.
Just the man. They're coming to get you, man.
The nondescript man.
The man.
Whatever your man is.
You gotta fight the power, man. Hey, but you know how you can do that? Take them to court.
Good one.
There. Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing every Sunday night at 11. Only here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Court's in session. Taking advice from my legal counsel. All right, we're getting back into the tunes. Got some BOC to come. The Blue Oyster Cult. Saw them years ago in South Park.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, that was. I hope they're doing well.
If you're from South Park and you're listening, just know that your tax dollars went towards a Blue Oyster Cult concert, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and I'm all right with that. That's what I want to pay my taxes on. I can go see the.
They don't fix potholes. They might as well.
City of Flame of Rock and Roll. Yeah.
I'm a veteran of the psychic wars.
Yeah. All right, but we got some Pink Floyd. Speaking of psychic wars, we got some Pink Floyd to come. But first, as we said, we're fighting off the authoritative man, and no better way than that than the Clash, Police on My Back.
Police on my back, the ones shooting. Police on my back, but nothing's victim. Well, he won't come back. I've been running.
Good evening. My name is Dan, and you are listening to Joe's Garage right here on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. That was Blue Oyster Cult with Them Came Then Came the Last Days of May off of their off of their debut self-titled album, Blue Oyster Cult. Hey, during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplant need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you consider becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com. So if you got a couple of organs laying around or... one or two to spare.
Come on.
Go on matchingdonors.com.
All right. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. What do we got coming up, Dan?
We're kind of firing from the hip here tonight.
We are. Maybe some Sublime to come.
A little Sublime. I'd be a huge fan of that if I were still 16 years old. We got a little ELO coming up. Jeff Lynn, old as dirt, but he's still touring with the band, man. It's incredible. I saw them a couple years ago.
He couldn't name the band.
Yeah, he had to bring out an auxiliary guy to name the actual band members. It doesn't matter. You're there for Jeff Lynn.
Yeah, it's like, I'm Jeff Lynn. You know who I am.
Maybe we got a little Bob Dylan coming up, too. But, play some good tracks. See what happens.
Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
George and Harvey's brains out with my prediction.
I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won. Try to write my book and make a million. I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won. I'm a new world hero and a Ku Klux Klan. My friends think it's fun. You can get away with murder if you got a plan. I fought the law and I won. I fought the law and I won. I fought the law.
Remember Hot Topic?
Now.
Do I remember Hot Topic? I was in there yesterday.
Oh, it's still a thing?
Yeah, I got some slap bracelets and some studded leather belt.
They have everything a misunderstood teen needs, yeah. Except for parents.
Stay out of my room, Dad.
I just wanted a Pepsi, Mom. Good old Sublime there, taking it back to sort of a nostalgic trip to my high school angst, my long hair, which... The original lead singer, Brad Noel, he passed away back in the 90s, and they're now back out on tour again with his son in the band.
Nepotism in action.
All right, some Dead Kennedys earlier with I Fought the Law and I Won. Yeah, fight the man. All right, listen to Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Who's coming up? Got some Bobby Dylan on the way. But you want to introduce his next song?
I mean, there's nothing to introduce. One of the greatest bands ever, Thin Lizzy. There's no more. There's nothing more to say.
Off their album, Live and Dangerous, here is the Cowboy Song.
The coyote call and the howling winds will. So I'll ride out to the woods and now. It's okay, amigos. You can let yourself go. We'll be riding here with you, riding your rodeo. We'll be right back.
for me.
I think that it's ironic that since Phil Anand is an Irishman, he managed to capture the spirit of Western Americana better than anybody
truly
else.
The American dream, man. That's what Thin Lizzy was about. That's not what was playing. Or that was Bob Dylan. But
no,
earlier,
who cares about Bob Dylan?
Earlier, it was Bobby Dylan. All right, so I got a Bob Dylan story. This is a few years ago. Bob Dylan was on tour with, I believe, Willie Nelson and someone else. Might have been Neil Young, one of those hippies.
My dad said that he went to a Neil Young concert, worst show he's ever been to.
They really shouldn't have taught him what distortion was in the 90s, because it just went all downhill from there. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. But anyways, Bob Dylan, he was on tour with those guys, and they were in New Jersey. And he was in a pretty affluent town in New Jersey, like a nice neighborhood. And old Bobby decided he wanted to take a stroll, and he was like maybe thinking about purchasing a mansion or something, you know, like, oh, whatever. The police showed up because somebody called about some homeless vagrant wandering around their neighborhood, and he's like, I'm Bob Dylan. And he didn't have his wallet on him because why would he's Bob Dylan? And his answer was like, why would I? I'm
Bob
Dylan.
Did he have his harmonica?
He did.
Played him a jaunty tune.
They had to take him downtown to Newark Police Station, and Willie Nelson himself had to go and identify Bob. Had to identify himself as Willie Nelson, and then be like, "Yeah, that the stoner in the cell. That's Bob Dylan, American songwriter and legend."
In their defense, Bob Dylan always dressed like he was
vagrant.
Yeah, shopping at the Baby Gap. We got one more track. What are we closing out the hour with?
Well, this is the kickoff to the Joe's Garage Summer Jam. But unfortunately, W. DeDan gonna be heading out. Gonna be undercover for a couple months, ain't you?
Gone like the wind, buddy.
Like a ship in the night. So wanted to play a special song just for you, Danny, on your way out. Here is your boy Jamiroquai with his song Space Cowboy. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week, Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
reach the island.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware.